Mr. Ravenel changed my life in respect that when I was at a boys' boarding school that mostly Southern well-off families, the son of a naval officer who had led a transient life, he sort of gave me some moorings and a compass. He was a man of such admirable qualities. He had been a football player at Duke. He'd been in World War II in General Patton's tank corps. He still served in the Army Reserve. He was the football coach of the junior varsity that I was on. And believe it or not, he made Shakespeare come alive. And he used his classroom as not only a way to teach English, but also to teach values and standards and morals. He was an inspirational man, and I wasn't the only one that he inspired. I thought about Mr. Ravenel a lot when I was in prison because he really is the one who reinforced the standards of honorable behavior in me. And I was faced with several decisions, one in particular, whether to accept a offer of the Vietnamese to go home early. And I really believed at that time, as I thought about it and considered it, that Mr. Ravenel wouldn't look favorably upon such a decision because it wasn't an honorable one. I think that a mentor can help you through difficult periods, help you see the difference between right and wrong, and God knows it's more complicated for children today than it ever was when I was growing up, and provide you with the kind of an idealism that you can look up to and attempt to emulate. A mentor is something which can dramatically impact a young person's life, just as unknowingly, sort of, at the time. I knew that Mr. Ravenel had a great impact on me, but I don't think I really understood how deeply he impacted me until I was in prison, because it was his example that I looked to when I was tempted to do something which was less than honorable.